Mind Canyon is an entirely improvised podcast. Music and sound effects are added afterwards. Topics are devised by Charlie Kemp and Steve Dawson. This week's cast are...
Bryony Redman.
Graham Dixon.
Catherine Bennett Fox.
Mind Canyon.
Mind Canyon.
Mind the Canyon.
We're sorry, the canyon.
Please break the canyon.
So I said, Mind the Canyon.
Pranks.
Yeah.
We all do them.
We do.
Yeah. Wait, why are you laughing?
Do your feet feel wet at all?
Actually, no, you mentioned it. They do, yeah.
Yeah, have a look in your shoe.
Did you wee in my shoe?
Yeah, I weed in your shoe.
Oh.
You've been punked.
No, I haven't been punked. I'd only been punked if Ashton Kutcher came out and said that. This is just... Did you film it?
No.
Welcome to Mind Canyon. I'm Steve Dawson.
I'm Charlie Kemp, prankster extraordinaire.
We all play pranks on each other.
We do.
I actually once put a book above a door, so when my brother opened it, it fell.
Oh, did it hit him?
On my head. Yeah.
Was he right?
It was the Encyclopedia Britannica. And
The left eye is a bit closed.
Yeah,
that
that's
as a result.
That's a result of the injury.
I actually did an absolute classic one.
I
put cling film on the toilet. And, I live alone. I just soiled myself.
Yeah, so once when I was 5, I filled up my cat with strawberries. And then I gave the cat to my mum. It was my mum's favourite cat. And she didn't realise that the cat was full of strawberries for about 6 months.
Oh, yeah, well, once when I was like 5 or 6, I thought, oh, it'd be really funny if I set fire to the house. So I did. It wasn't funny.
So I've got this thing about tripping, and I trip over a lot, and sometimes it's okay because I can get into a roll, but sometimes I really hurt myself, but everyone always really laughs.
I like to play pranks on people at Starbucks. I order coffee, and then when they ask me what my name is, I tell them my name, but then I get them to spell it incorrectly.
I once told my mum I died. The look on her face was fucking hilarious. Like, she was like all shocked and shit.
Yeah, my shop, we were open, but I turned the sign so it said closed, and we made no money that day.
Whenever I'm in a zoo, I often stand near a cage and go, "Help, help, I've fallen in, help!" Until someone comes and rescues me and I go, "Prank!"
I like to tell peanuts that Jesus isn't real.
That noise tells us that it's the end of
the Vox Pops.
Pop part. Yeah. Yeah. We all love pranks, as we've said, but it's actually an incident that happened in about, I think it was 1997?
Yes, on the International Space
Station. On the International Space Station, absolutely, where a succession of pranks between Russian cosmonauts and American cosmonauts.
There was a prank war. You know, I've got a thing going on with my brother. I put the book on the door, fell on him. He put gasoline on my car and burnt it.
No.
That's
classic.
Yeah.
That's great.
Then after that, I left a note saying that I'd stolen all his chips.
Had you stolen his chips?
No.
Oh, that's the prank.
Yeah,
that's classic.
Yeah. So, and you use your bills.
Yeah, absolutely. That tends to happen. You try to out-prank someone else. And I guess in the middle of space...
It's boring.
It's boring, yeah.
Space. What's it like?
It's very big. And it's called as Siberian Spring.
And you're in a space capsule? You're in your space capsule?
Space pill.
Space pill?
Yes. Space pill.
Paint a picture. What's it feel like to be there?
Well, it is nice to get away from the iron pull of Earth's gravity and feel like a free man, an angel floating in the void.
Do you ever make a ball of water and make it float past your face?
No. You can drown in such a thing in space. It's very dangerous. We take things very seriously when we are in the space pill.
Do you ever get a pencil and just leave it floating and then think, oh, the Invisible Man's there? He's writing a book.
No. A child like you would not last 5 minutes in space. You are not a serious man, I can tell you. You would be eaten up. The existential dread would gnaw at your soul. That would spread to your body.
I'd be quite good in space. Yeah.
You would be destroyed. You would be food for comets.
I mean, I've got to agree with him because you panicked when you were in Westfield.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people in Westfield, okay? Yeah. There was a lot of people, and you walked far ahead and you did not look back for me.
I had to go to John Lewis to try and find some lamps.
This needs to be a man helped on aisle four. Can a man be helped on aisle four?
I'm Charlie!
Sir? Sir, who's Charlie?
Charlie, he's my co-host.
Oh, your co-host?
Yes. He was with me. We were going to go to game and buy Until Dawn, because right. It apparently is fun, but it's a bit scary. And he went off ahead, and I don't know where he is.
Right, well, I'll help you find Charlie. Do you really think you should be playing Until Dawn?
I don't know. My friend Eric said he liked it.
Hi. Sorry. Hi. I'm Charlie.
Oh, you're the co-host.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Never leave me.
Yeah. He will have to pay for those pickles, I'm afraid. they've been tampered with.
When I panic, I need the vinegar.
Right, okay, so you just had the vinegar and didn't have the... What did you do with the actual...
Yes, also,
pickles.
This is a family store, and I don't want to issue a lifetime ban, but I will.
You will. Okay, and thank you so much for being understanding.
It's a pleasure.
Never leave me.
There's a co-host reuniting in aisle three. Co-host reuniting in aisle three.
So we can tell that the Russians are quite humourless.
Yeah.
You know, they take their astronauting, if that's the correct
Let me just check that.
Word.
I think
that's probably right. Yeah, so they take that's their right. astronauting very seriously. Now, the American astronauts, the cosmonauts, I guess you call them, are famously goofy, from what I understand.
They're always playing pranks on each other.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Just wanted you to have a little look in the mirror.
Really?
Yeah, have a little that's look not... in the mirror.
You've written penis on my forehead.
Yeah, written penis on your forehead. And I did it with my penis.
When did you do that?
When you're having a nap down in the pub below the podcast studio.
But
I put a little bit of pencil lead in there and just drew it on.
You okay?
You're punked.
Again, Ashton Kutcher would have to come out.
Oh, great. Okay, should we go and speak to the Americans?
Yeah.
Oh, you look like such an idiot. Oh, great.
What up?
Yeah, Nolly gang. Yeah.
How are you there in Britain?
Yeah, we're having a great time.
Great.
So listen, what's space like up there? We spoke to a Russian cosmonaut, Sergei Minyensky.
Sergei? Oh my god.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Really?
Changed his oxygen tablet for helium. It was so funny.
He deserves that.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah. Actually, we did hear about that, and I think we might have a recording of him just giving some normal information back to the Earth station.
Good evening, Earth. Who is everybody laughing down there? What is going on? Why do you laugh at Sergey? I have important information. I believe we have picked up a signal from a distant star. What is going on? What is this laughing? The old machine. Who's this? Something wrong with my voice. These damn Americans. I will cross them for this. I will cross them and send their bones back to Michigan for this. Stupid Americans.
Oh, that was great. God, that was really...
Carl was the best.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now, do you regularly play pranks up in space?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like not much else to do. And,
Should you be doing science?
What? No.
I've lost count of the times Carl has shaved the dog.
Oh, yeah. Like, we want to see if the dog will survive on Mars. I'm like, will it survive this?
Oh, it's so cold.
Carl, it's nice to see you up here in the station. Listen, Carl, I believe we have got off on the wrong foot, and
you believe that?
Yes, I think what you do to my oxygen tank, very funny actually. When Sergei thinks about it, I think it's very nice. But listen, Carl, I would like to make peace offering to you, so I actually I brought you a gift.
Spacewalk! Yeah!
And that was the moment where the space prank went wrong.
Yes, she should have tethered to the spaceship.
To the spaceship. She didn't, and she left Sergei to float in the void of space. And it's actually, we started this podcast a year and a half ago, and the astonishing thing is that Sergei is still floating out there and still very much alive.
Yeah, they get the readings back down from NASA and they can see exactly how he's doing. He's breathing, he's talking, he's occasionally crying.
You think this is tough? Try growing up in Minsk. That was tough. This is cakewalk. This is space cakewalk. I've actually never been happier now that I am floating in the calm, soothing blackness like a velvet blanket.
Where do you think you are? If you could just give us a sense of what you see around you?
I see planets. I see stars. I see everything. I have perspective for the first time in Sergei's life.
Are you keeping oxygen going up there?
Well, I don't know.
There are some definite, interesting, evolutionary things that we'll touch on later, where we believe that Sergei may have developed space skills.
Space skills?
Yeah, this could be something that's happened. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. We'll speak to them later. But what I wanted
You're
to do...
You're not a scientist?
No, I'm a journalist.
Okay, well, why have you got that certificate on your wall?
Oh, no, I am a scientist, actually. I am. I'm a really eminent scientist. I went to the School of Science.
Oh,
there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you... Yeah. You've been there.
Because I wasn't! Psych! Oh, you completely got punked, you dick. You're such an idiot.
Where is Ashton Kutcher?
I don't know, but I love that show.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry I'm late to the studio. So I got a bit waylaid today. Is everything all right? Have you started the record?
Yeah.
No, yes, could you tell?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to take one of my kids to the hospital this morning because... Someone had weed in her shoes, and she got a very specific type of a trench foot.
Sorry, Charlie. Can you say just one moment? Charlie, did you do that?
Yeah.
She's got trench foot, and she's in hospital now.
I know. It's like the perfect prank.
You're saying the perfect prank is if someone goes to hospital.
The more extreme a prank is, the funnier it is. I think we can all agree that it could only have been funnier if she'd have had her legs amputated.
I'm no doctor of comedy, but...
I am, actually. I've got a certificate up here.
Wow.
I'm actually here with three space historians who work for the NASA Institute of Information on Space, or NIOS, as it's otherwise known, and we're going to talk to you about the history of the relationship between Russian and American cosmonauts over the years.
You can say quite clearly that it kind of started probably, I'd say, in 1871 with the kind of cute meat era they talk about between Russia and American first going into space. Now, a lot of people think they went into space later than that. It was actually 1871, the first kind of extreme catapult put early Russians into space.
Three, two, Odeon.
At the same time as Americans.
Three, two, one.
And that's how they met.
Wow. That they is actually, a really meet-cute moment.
Yeah,
Did they sort of like, you know, did they not get on at first, but then discover they had lots in common?
Yeah, that's exactly how it...
Yeah.
Yes, well, what was interesting about those early experiments is that the result of the extreme catapults and the trajectory of those were that early Russian cosmonauts and American astronauts were landing in each other's countries.
Right.
Because they'd be flung into space and then would come down and they'd land in other countries. So that's actually how they first became aware of each other's programs, because Russian cosmonauts would fall on American soil and American astronauts would fall on Russian soil, you know. And
it's a great kind of fish out of water kind of moment where it'd be like, oh, you do things differently. How do you pronounce Pavlova?
It was very like, we called it at the time, the Icarus wife swap, because you'd literally go flying into your partner's life and suddenly find yourself with a new relationship that was already so far down the line. It was fascinating.
That happens in so many American movies now, the Icarus wife swap moment, doesn't it? It's sort of, I mean, you can see it in When Harry Met Sally, Step Brothers.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Dunkirk.
The Favourite.
The Favourite.
And the Greek myth, Icarus.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, that was based, I imagine, on the Russian cosmonauts and American cosmonauts.
Well, that was actually based on One Fine Day, starring George Clooney and Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I do like that film, actually, yeah. Does anyone remember the film, I forget the name, but it was Jennifer Lopez and George Clooney.
Made in Manhattan.
No, it wasn't that one. It was another one where I believe he was like a...
One Fine Day.
No, that's not the one again. It's...
Hi, Charlie. So I've just brought in the coffee for you guys. There you go. How's it all going?
You know, we can't work out whether... there was a film. I can't remember it. It was...
Speed.
No, because that was Keanu Reeves. Steve Zahn was in it as well.
Oh, Battleship.
No, that's not...
The Pokemon movie.
Yeah, Speed 2.
No, that was Keanu. It's and there's a scene where they're in, I think Jennifer Lopez is in the boot.
The two sugars.
Oh, that's me. That's me, thank you.
Sorry, I was making a point, Steve.
Yeah, no, sure, it sounds like you're doing great podcasting. Yeah.
So what is that smell of pickles?
I got scared when I went to get the coffees.
It also smells of urine in here. I don't know if...
Do your feet feel wet?
Mine don't.
Oh.
Why are my feet wet?
I weed in your shoes because I thought they were Steve's shoes.
You think I wear those shoes?
Yeah.
I don't wear heels.
Get out! No, that wasn't the film.
Now, when it comes to surviving in space, it's going to be very difficult because, you know, no oxygen.
Yep.
No atoms.
What?
Probably no atoms in space, is there?
Well, I mean...
I'm no scientist.
No, I mean, I am.
No, you're not. That was a prank.
Oh, yeah, I told you that prank already. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure atoms are in space. I'm not sort of... I read stuff. There's definitely no oxygen. I mean, I think that's enough to make it difficult not to survive.
Let's just agree to disagree. There's no sound, there's no atoms, and there's just planets.
Hey.
Hi.
So you know the truth?
The truth about atoms?
Yeah, I heard you speaking.
Yeah.
Because I've got mics everywhere, including in your studio.
We've got mics in our studio.
Yeah, but
it's a podcast studio.
Yeah, but I put my own mics in there. Mics that go straight to this guy. Pointing at myself. So,
Hi.
You know what's happening.
I,
Yeah, there's no atoms in space.
Yeah. You know why there are no atoms in space?
Because it's space. It's a vacuum.
No.
No.
The U.S. government.
Kidding.
Ever since 1871, when they sent the first American astronaut into space via the Icarus wife swap catapult mission, they've been harvesting atoms.
Yeah, here's your caramel macchiato for Steve. Karen. It's just me, or like... Is there a microphone in this Starbucks?
It's right behind the foam tube.
Why is someone recording us in Starbucks?
Where's Charlie? I want Charlie.
Oh, no, we got the crying co-host.
What? Sir, do you know you have a penis on your forehead?
What?
Ignore the microphones.
Wait, the microphone just said something.
No, I didn't.
Karen, the microphone's talking.
Okay. Yum, yum, yum. I like coffee.
Listen, if you're doing a mystery shop, we're trying our hardest. Yeah. It is hard here.
It's really hard, especially when, like, people just keep deliberately spelling their name wrong.
Right, well, this podcast has just taken a very interesting turn, I think.
Surveillance. It's everywhere.
No, I think that the fact...
Is that the new title? Can we call it Surveillance is Everywhere? I just came up with that.
Yeah, I mean, there are atoms apparently being stolen from space.
I told you there's no atoms in space. This is just fact, right?
Well, you were right, and I didn't believe you until I heard the very convincing person with the sinister voice.
Yeah. Do you know what the irony is? I record him with the microphone.
Oh, that's great.
He didn't realise.
Punked.
Punked. Ashton Kutcher was not there.
I think we should explore further... The incident with this conspiracy theory,
yeah, sure,
if that's
sure.
All right.
No, it's fine.
So what we did was we've been following the mics. What we did was we just pulled along the lead and followed it for as long as possible. And we actually found a disused London Underground station, which seems to be used by a group of conspiracists who call themselves Atom Free.
Hello?
Hello.
Charlie, is my voice echoing with in a different way? Does it sound weird? Let me do it again.
Is anyone there?
Is anyone there?
Okay, that's freaking me out.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it?
You've been punked!
Or have you?
It was us. The conspiracists.
I would like to leave this cave. No, tunnel
you can't
now.
Leave.
Can we just leave the tunnel?
Look,
you can't
the
leave.
The echo's saying we can't leave.
You're right. Right.
If you do leave, have you really left? Or is it not really out there?
I think we've left. Well, I mean, we'd be outside, wouldn't we? We'd just be...
I don't know. I'm really scared now. I'm confused. I'm scared. I don't think... Maybe I know what I thought I knew about the world.
Yeah.
Oh, there they are.
Oh, sorry,
they're just in the corner there.
Hi.
Would you like a cocoa?
Oh,
yeah, that's really lovely.
Love cocoa.
Do you know what's in it, though? Do you know what's in it before you say yes?
Like cocoa and milk, sugar.
Actually, it depends how you do it, because it's quite good if you put the milk in and you mix it up with the cocoa first, and then just add more
silence.
Milk.
Silence. You wish to ask the conspiracists something?
Just a quick point. Silence. Not great for a podcast.
It's actually a really good point.
Yeah, so...
Allow me to introduce ourselves.
Yes, that's probably the best way
That's really good for a podcast.
This is my co-conspirator, Agent Scully.
That's really funny, because that sounds like Scully from Mulder and Scully.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Sorry.
This is my other co-conspirator, Agent Mulder. And I
think that's funny, because it sounds like...
No, it doesn't.
Because they're Mulder and Scully.
No, it's not.
There's a whole song.
I am Mr. X-Files.
Right.
So what's your first name?
Jonathan.
It's like a pseudonym, is it?
No,
Jonathan X-Files.
And it was Jonathan X-Files.
Okay, I understand. Yeah,
it's Dutch.
Hail locum mutamuta.
Silence.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
So, you have stumbled into the conspiracist's lair.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, are you guys actual echoes, or do you just do this for atmosphere?
Doing it for atmosphere.
Okay, it's really working.
Thank you.
We used to be in the Supremes.
Oh. Oh, now I recognise the three of you. Yeah.
Now I think the other place I know the names Mulder and Scully from is from the Supremes.
Yeah. Diana Ross, Mulder, X-Files and Scully.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on. Obviously the most important thing is this...
Are you living here? Because is that your bed?
We share a bed.
The three of you?
We share a bed because we share the truth.
Oh, that's really good.
Charlie, I don't think that's cocoa they're making there. I think that's just mud.
I don't know. I just believe it. There's something about this. I just feel this sort of sense that I know something the rest of the world doesn't, and it makes me feel so good inside.
Mud is true powerful. Cocoa.
Here's your cocoa.
Oh, my God. This is...
Sorry, it's my phone ringing.
Is that the theme tune for the X-Files?
Yes, it's a theme tune for my phone.
Your phone has a theme tune.
Diddly 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 boo boo. I recorded it myself.
Are you going to answer it?
Is that okay?
Certainly. Would you like some marshmallows in your cocoa?
I'd love some marshmallows.
We don't have marshmallows, but we have a rat.
Hi, Mulder, it's your mum.
Hey, Mum Mulder, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you? How's the coke?
Yeah, it's good. Thanks for asking. Is Dad doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing well. His headache's still stopping him from cricket.
Oh, please get the microchip taken out, Mum.
But you know it makes him far more reasonable.
Do you have any whipped cream that you could put on the top of this?
No, but we have sewage.
We didn't ask them, did we?
I'm not 100% sure they were conspiracy theorists. I just think there were some guys who lived on the tube.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think you're a bit of a sheeple if you think things like that. I think maybe I don't believe everything I read in the MSM. Maybe I'm a little more kind of aware of what actually happens. Maybe you want to wake up and realize that actually atoms are being stolen from space by the Americans, okay? Mud is better than cocoa. Rats are better than marshmallow. Sewage is better than cream, okay? I know these things. You don't, which makes me a better person than you. God, I feel good about this at the moment. This is...
Sorry, guys. Sorry, I'm late again. Have you guys had lunch? Do you need lunch? Or are you still recording?
Yeah, I haven't eaten since this morning.
Oh, sorry, I'll... Sorry,
is everything all right with you?
No, I had to go into school. My son's been expelled because one of his teachers found a fake science degree in his bag. Someone had put a fake science degree in his bag.
They expelled him for having a science degree.
Yeah, because they saw it as an act of dissent and fraud, and the school takes it very seriously. So, I'm afraid,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And my daughter's trench foot's not getting any better either.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Come over here.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Is that your degree?
Yeah, it's my degree. I put it in his bag.
Right.
I actually broke into his house.
So, now his family's ruined.
I know, he got punked. Punked hardcore.
You can't call it... I mean, punk. When was punked on?
It was recent, wasn't it? It was a...
Yeah, if you think recent is like 2003.
Well, that's not that old, is it? 2003? That's like modern. That's like Usher, isn't it? That's modern.
I mean, Usher had a comeback, so yeah, that's kind of modern.
Yeah, well, there we go. So I do know my pop culture.
Now, when it comes to understanding the survival aspect of space, it's very important to know what you can do when you're out there floating. Of course, no one's really done this before, but... We tried to find out from a genuine survival expert about what techniques you can use. So I went out into the middle of the Ugandan jungle with a survival expert to find out how we could, survive on very little.
You went all the way to Uganda without me?
Yeah. So we have... There's trees around, there's various animals around, like they're surrounding us. What can we do? How do we survive?
Well, you brought your hammock.
Was I supposed to bring a hammock?
Oh, yeah. We sent you an email with a Word document of things you need to bring.
Oh, no, I didn't bring a hammock.
Oh, well, that's key. You've got to get really high.
Why?
Well, there's so many things that can kill you down below.
So that's survival tip number one.
Get high to get by.
Let me just note this down. That's great high.
To get by. Oh,
Okay, so did you bring any protein or sweetener?
I mean, I brought this Mars bar that's got some protein in it.
It's not very much.
No, it's just the one.
Let's start climbing to get by.
Okay.
Be careful of the splinters.
Ow.
Okay. You brought the plasters.
No, I didn't. I didn't bring plasters.
Yoink!
A monkey just stole my mobile.
Oh no, that's really key to survival.
So if you were in space and a monkey stole your phone,
yes,
how would you survive?
Get high to get by, get your protein, take out the splinters, avoid the big boy monkey. It's really clear.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay. Houston? Yeah, sorry, I was just finishing off my... No, I play The Sims. You know the game Sims?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm really into that at the moment. I've just been building my new life. I'm a businesswoman called Karen. I work in a tomato factory, so...
Well, I've got a big problem here, and you're just playing a computer game.
Okay, let me just put myself to bed here, and then we can...
Okay.
I'm just gonna get into bed.
All right. Hey, Tony.
Okay, yeah.
Have you tried to make a pool? And then make a guy go swim in the pool and then put a wall around it.
No, I've never done that.
And he dies and, like, the devil appears.
No, you're joking.
It's way cool.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Guys, listen, seriously, I'm in the middle of space.
Yeah.
Cold, hard reality of space, and I, need your help.
Right, okay, but you're high, so you can get by, right?
I'm high in the sky, but...
Okay.
Are you away from the lions?
Yeah, I'm away from the lions.
Great, that's good. Taking out the splinters?
I don't have any splinters.
Okay, so I don't understand what the problem is here.
A monkey has stolen my mobile.
Sergei, can you hear me? Sergei? Is that Sergei Miniskinis? Sergei?
Yes. Sergei is here.
What? Really?
I'm trying to conserve oxygen because I have been in space for many years.
Right. Oh, so you've just been surviving on very little oxygen, taking small breaths. Is that right, Sergei?
Please don't ask stupid questions.
Right. Okay.
Such little oxygen.
Okay. I will keep my questions concise and important. Have you seen any monkeys up in space?
Is this a classic American joke?
No, I'm not.
This is classic American joke.
No, I'm not. I'm not American. I'm British.
Why don't you? You all sound the same to me.
Right. Okay.
Why don't you put some more mustard on your hot dog and go and drive your Chrysler into the sunset?
Yeah. Okay. We have none of those things in England. We don't have Chryslers. We don't have hot dogs, and we don't have sunsets.
So just whilst I'm recording this, could you just ask him? Can you see any atoms?
Can you? Ah, yes. Yes. Can you see any atoms up there, Sergei?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Of course I can see. Wait a minute. Hold on. There used to be more atoms here. I've been floating around this patch of space for many years. There used to be many more atoms here.
Right. Okay, listen. I've got something really important to tell you, okay? The Americans have been stealing atoms, okay? They've been stealing atoms and at a rate of knots. And this started apparently at the, what's the thing called again? The Icarus catapult?
The Icarus swap.
Swap, yes, wife swap. The Icarus wife swap.
This does not surprise Sergei. First, Americans take dump in my lunchbox. Then Americans blow me out of airlock. And now this.
Yeah, I can see you'd be angry. About it. And there definitely wasn't a monkey up there.
Is this joke? Is this classic American joke? Of course there's no monkey in space.
Yeah, I've been cleaning out the house ready for MTV Cribs because Ashton's gonna be on MTV Cribs.
Oh, cool.
Is it just me or is this spare room full of atoms? It's like... He's got a spare room and just with so many atoms in there.
You're going to have to get rid of this before Ashton gets here. I can't get through that humiliation on national television.
Yeah, it's a lot of atoms. It's like it could have filled like a massive space.
That's some footage I found from the last series of Cribs.
Yeah.
I just found that.
Oh my God.
And,
oh
my God. It's like, it's before they, it's the unedited footage.
So that's quite recent then, is it?
No, no, it was 2003 when they...
Well, that's pretty recent.
They filmed it, it's not.
Never mind, yeah.
Ashton Kutcher is behind this.
That makes so much sense. Why else would he and Demi Moore finish?
Charlie, thank you so much for inviting me here. When I heard you spoke to my husband, Sergei, I was over the moon. Please tell me, how is he? What did he say? He must have given you so much information about his time.
Yeah, he really did. He's great. He's doing really well.
If you're worried about monkeys, there are no monkeys.
There are no monkeys there. Oh. And from what I can tell, he doesn't have a splinter.
Okay.
At the moment.
That's great. Did you tell him that our son, he grows to look so like him?
Do you know what? That slipped my mind completely as we were talking about atoms.
Atoms?
Yeah, atoms. No atoms in space.
Okay, well, I'll cut to the important thing. Does he have gills? Can he keep surviving?
Oh, God, I didn't ask him that.
Yes, hello, Sergei Spaceman.
Hi. Sergei,
this
is Charlie from the podcast. Remember we spoke earlier?
Yes. Classic American prankster.
Yeah, again, I'm not American.
Yes. Why don't you go and watch Gilmore Girls and on your precious Netflix? You make me sick. You classic American prankster.
Okay, we don't have the Gilmore Girls in England. That doesn't exist. We don't.
It is on Netflix in the UK.
Right, okay, apparently we do have the Gilmore Girls, so I will give you that one, Sergei.
What is it?
It's a sort of comedy show.
From Sergei?
Oh, right. Two things. One, your son has trench foot. I think that was the thing, wasn't it?
No, he has grown up to look just like him.
Right, your son has grown up to look just like you.
This is another classic American joke, is it?
No.
You say, this is, I know what the punchline is. He looks just like you, a massive bellend. Is that what you will say? This is classic American joke, isn't it?
I mean, no, but that is good. That is, that would be really funny.
Yeah.
No, really, he does look like you.
I am warning you. You have one more chance not to offend Sergei. Otherwise, I will cut myself off from humanity for good.
Okay, well, I will make sure I don't upset you. Have you seen Ashton Kutcher up there? Hello?
Okay, I'm back. Now we call Sergei. I brought coffee, I brought pizza. Let's settle in for the long haul and really catch up.
Papa, do I get to speak to Papa?
This is
his son.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to lay it on the line. Your dad and husband,
You call him already?
Yes, we spoke to him.
About gills?
We didn't actually get round to the gills. He thought that I was joking when I said that you looked like him. He didn't believe that that was a thing. I then asked him if he'd seen Ashton Kutcher, and he's cut himself off from humanity.
Why do my shoes smell of pee?
I pissed in your shoes. It's all right, I'm a scientist. You'll be fine.
You piss in my son's shoes? Piss in your face.
I should not see this.
No, this is how we punish our son.
I'm actually filming this. I'm going to put it on YouTube.
No one will ever find out the truth. No one will ever understand why I, Ashton Kutcher, stole all the atoms from space. I'm keeping them all for myself in my crib.
Oh,
Whoa, wow. How was that? Jesus Christ. Well, what a podcast. And if you really like that podcast or slightly like that podcast or just want to help us out, then please do like and subscribe.
Absolutely. You can subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or any of those things and just spread the word around because we love you listeners and we'd love to get more of you so we can have a party together.
You're the best. Moi.
Mind Canyon. Mind Canyon. Mind the Canyon.
We're sorry, the Canyon.
Please, Mind the Canyon.
So I said, Mind the Canyon.